Well, a report out today finds that as more and more people are moving into city centers, employers are moving with them. For the first time in more than 50 years, jobs have been increasing in city centers and shrinking in suburban areas. Joe Courtwright is the director of City Observatory. That's a think tank that looks at the factors that contribute to city success. He worked on this report, and he's with us from Portland, Oregon. Joe, welcome.
Jeremy, great to be with you.
So how significant is this shift?
Well, for more than 50 years, we've seen jobs spreading out from the center of cities, and it's long been taken to be sort of an inexorable trend. But we've seen in the last few years is that city centers, downtowns, and the close-in surrounding areas are actually outperforming the rest of metropolitan areas.
By how much?
Well, actually, the outlying areas have been in decline or continue to be in decline through 2011, even as city centers bounced back from the Great Recession.
And why do you think this is happening now? Is this simply because more people, young people especially, are moving into the centers of cities rather than living in the suburbs and therefore the jobs go with them or what?
Well, there are a number of factors. The movement of people is a big one. In fact, that's what propelled the decentralization of jobs in the U.S. for decades, was people moving out to the suburbs. And as we've seen young, talented workers moving back into city centers, employers have been looking to expand there. The other thing we know is that the Great Recession caused its greatest job losses in the kinds of industries that are the most decentralized: manufacturing, distribution, and some of the other activities that tend to be more spread out. While city center jobs, the information jobs, professional and technical jobs, fared better, and they tend to be more located in city centers.
And are we seeing this trend happening all across the country and in cities of all sizes?
Well, we looked at 40 of the 50 largest U.S. metropolitan areas. So we were looking at metropolitan areas with a million or more population. And in the last decade, only about 7 city centers of the 40 we looked at outperformed their surrounding peripheral areas. And in the last 4 years for which we have data, the city centers outperformed the suburban surrounding area in 21 of the 40. So it's become a lot more widespread, but it's still not universal. There are some cities, Houston, Kansas City, and a half a dozen others, that still exhibit that pattern of decentralization. But overall, what we see is more job growth in urban centers.
And what about the kinds of jobs? You mentioned information and technology, maybe. Is that the heart of this, that these are the kinds of jobs that are growing in the centers of cities?
Yeah, I think the kinds of industries that we're seeing growing that are driving city center growth are things like finance, insurance, professional services, the kinds of information and knowledge industries that depend heavily on face-to-face contact. The other thing we're seeing are a set of industries that are associated with what Harvard economist Ed Glaser calls the consumer city, and the fact that people go to cities and city centers for entertainment and recreation. So arts employment, hotel and restaurant employment, those are growing much faster in city centers than the rest of metropolitan areas.
So one of the things that this makes me think is that as people have to work more in the centers of cities and cities are becoming more expensive to live in right at the center of those cities, that there's going to have to be a way for people to get to work. And cities have done such a poor job in investing in things like public transit. How are people going to get to these jobs?
Well, it turns out that city centers are the most accessible locations, both by transit and by automobile, for the average resident in a metropolitan area. So it's much easier to get to jobs in the city center on average than it is to get to jobs in more spread out peripheral locations. And we know that transit works better in more dense locations. And actually, transit works better the greater level of density and employment and population density that you have. So there's some good reason to believe that this can create the set of conditions where transit can work better. But, you know, obviously, we haven't been investing as much in transit systems as we might. So I think it's going to depend on whether we take advantage of this opportunity.
And do you see this as a trend that's likely to continue beyond 2011, which is the end of the period that your study was looking at? Will this continue, that people will keep getting more jobs in the centers of cities?
Well, we know that some of the factors that drove this were related to the Great Recession, and those will turn around. But one of the things that we did was to decompose the data by industry to look to see which industries were driving it. And it turns out that Some of it had to do with this, as I said, industrial effect of the Great Recession, the bigger decline in manufacturing and distribution in the suburbs. But the other thing that we noticed was city centers are actually gaining market share. They're doing a better job of hanging on to employment in the industries that are growing. And we think that's a very optimistic sign for city centers. And we do expect the trend to continue, although probably not as dramatically as in the last few years.
Joe Courtwright, director of City Observatory. He worked on the report, and we'll link you to it at our website, hereandnow.org. Joe, thank you.
Great talking to you.